Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yesu yebazi bwenya buluganda.
Praise Jesus, my brethren.
Muliyo mutembo kama afu Yesu.
How are you in our Lord Jesus?
Uburamu muli mutya.
And how is your lives?
Tuwebaza Katonda akutambuzo bulungi.
We thank God who has moved you well.
Era notoka bulungi.
And you've arrived here well.
Era tumwebaza.
And we thank him.
Kubanga wali masikati gafu.
Because he's here in our midst.
Tatugobie wali.
He's not cast us from his presence.
Era tatujeko moyo
mutukufu. He's not taken away his Holy Spirit.
Ari wamu nafu.
He's together with us.
Nejiria bamalaika.
The armies of angels.
Tuwaira.
To uphold us.
Wandu kuseke mtawana mingi.
Troubles many would have reached on us.
Orokukiriza Kristo Yesu mukama wafu.
Accepting Christ Jesus our Lord.
Orokwetaga nobulamu butagwao.
For the needs and the eternal life.
Orokusalawo okubiri kubiri obulamu.
We decided to follow the way of life.
Twandi tusike ntalo nyinji.
Many troubles and woes would have reached on us.
Naye Katonda ali kuluyirwa fe
muli jo. God is on our side always.
Okutuonye ntalo ziri bwezi.
To save us from woes like those.
Bible jevegam.
That's why Bible says.
Warumi suri omunara.
Romans chapter 8.
Kuti bwemisana nechiro.
We are slain day and night. Which we are choose of Christ Jesus.
Na yoro asa kumusa mba.
By the verse of the 7 he said.
Ndi Katonda wabera kusaidia.
That if God bid for us.
Omulabe wafayiza kubali.
Who can be against us.
Na yetu wangu denokola chii.
That we have more than conquerors.
Kutufu abatuta watute misana nchiro.
If those who kill us day and night.
Na miyejo mubi.
The evil spirits.
Na babi abakula neemi oyejo.
And the evil mankind who walk with those spirits.
Kisida wangu ufwati.
Every time they ask when are you dying.
Mukufu kutali kumu.
In not death, birth not one time.
Hei oku.
That of the body, even spiritual death. If you fail to die in spirit, they ask and say at least, check from the body when they have not aligned themselves. Dying spiritually is to join on this world and the evils in it. For the wage of it is death. They see you don't go back sliding in the world. The child totally changed. Don't you hear people ask that? Your child is totally conceived. Demons are behind
sin.
Don't you backslide to our side? Are you sure? Even all which have reached on you remains that you repeat stuck on Jesus, that all those which have been upon me, they cannot separate me from the love of God. For when he loved the world, he gave up his son that I get saved through him.
So
all what has happened on me, they do not separate me from such great love. Praise Jesus
much.
So we add him glory and honor God the Father.
Yes, Christ,
what the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit from the armies of angels that
sanctifies
for us always to remain
and
he still confess his name. That our Lord Jesus, we praise him. And we avoid evil. All we call his name. That too is great. Not only confessing his name, but still we avoid evil. All we who confess his name, praise Jesus much. I'm going to request you prepare books of the Holy Spirit. Those who write in according to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 6, that he can fulfill his promises.
Book in
Jeremiah 31, verse 31 up to 33. That in the new covenant he will write within us these words, the laws in the inner man, in our hearts, even in our minds. Now prepare very well. You come back from wherever you meander in the spirits and the thoughts. Whether in problems or troubles, come back here. Gather yourself back. You came from where you scattered. God has restored your soul.
This
is the Psalms 23. That the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
He
takes me beside the still waters. And on the green pastures. And he restores my soul. Now he has brought us on the passages of the word, and it is indeed good. Even the clear waters, the spirit is flowing. Now come back all yourselves. Business you closed, you came here. Tomorrow, how will you sell? You will think when you've gone out of here. Come down. You come back.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Are they all here? You first check if they have a book where they're going to write. Because in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 to 27, the Spirit bears our weakness and not the things we can do. He writes in our inner man, in our hearts, even in our minds. You, what you can do is to write in your book. When we work us together with Him, now do your part. He does his part. Check that book of your neighbor, whether
pen,
you have
pen,
the pen, is it writing very well? Yes.
I know Bible.
They have a Bible.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Yes. Now, another thing you're going to do for me, mostly our writers, those who write at tendency and the time they've left here, I want you to write the time they check in and the time each one moves out. I want ministers who are going to minister. The 350. If you don't report, don't accuse us for that in that time. Yes. You have to sign in and sign in out. Understood, you don't want to be people of times and seasons. According to Ecclesiastes 3, God says everything has its time and season. He calls you here, he trains you, you run away. You escape. That you have many programs. Surprising when God is prepared, he's still there. You whom he called, you escape and go away. Notes we shall ask you of the notes. On the day of proving, you be a minister in full knowledge. Sure. Yes.
Yes.
Praise Jesus, man. Are we together? I shall do that work for me. Don't allow anyone move out before signing out the time they have moved out. Let someone be at the gate. The one who enters, you allow them.
They
say they have checked us in here. Let us not be burnt here. Leave them move out and come in. But in the book we shall judge you. Have you been faithful to which extent? In the season of being prepared. When we shall know you'll be faithful in the time of ministry. Don't they may have other thoughts may go else.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus Christ. And we thank God
has
added us light of His word. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, the Bible reader, Teacher Jacob, we love you all. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God, we bless in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. And to move rich unto you light of the word of God in our seventh part, restoring those who worship God in the spirit and truth all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We
headed
into the seventh part of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth, for love are the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And we know that that work, it's the second part in the worldwide call
mukuyitibwa katonda kwazza asuubiza ensi
zonnaokusinzidde
mu ggwanga lya uganda omwaka 2022 era nga mulimu ogwo katonda atuyise okukola n'amawanga
gonnamulimu
ogwo ogusembayo okusemazinga
w'ensi
era ng'omulimu ogwo ogusembayo ye revival n'okuddisibwa obujja okw'ebintu
byonnaogwo
ne ku nsi katonda byeyogera
bannabbe
abaaliwo okuva
ebimanyibwenga
bwe byali ebirina okuba ebiribeera
emirembe
yesu yeebazibwe nnyo
okuteekateeka
ensi zonna
ng'okudda
kwa mukama waffe yesu
kristo
n'enkomerero y'emirembena bw'atugambye kwatuma essuula
yakusaolwabinolwabimuolyesu
yeebazibwe nnyo
era
nga revival ne restoration y'ebintu
byonna
eyitamu okuzza obujja enjiri
y'obulokozi gospel of salvation
yabulira obutonde bonna mugune
creation in heaven and earth
yejiri obwakabaka bwa katonda
the gospel of the kingdom of God
n'obutuukirivu
and the righteousness
obwakabaka obw'omugune
in the kingdom of heaven
atubikkula ebyama byonna obwakabaka bw'omugune
as we reveal the secrets of the kingdom of heaven
obujja enjiri y'obulokozi
anytime we restore gospel of salvation
yejiri obwakabaka bwa katonda
the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven
kubikkula ebyama byonna obwakabaka bw'omugune
to reveal the secrets of the kingdom of heaven
tubatusobola n'okuzza obujja
we can still restore
ennyimba ez'obulokozi ennyimba ez'enjiri
gospel songs
yesu yeebazibwe okusobola okuzza obujja abasinza katonda mwoyo ne
mumazima
okwetoola ensi
yonna
yesu yeebazibwe nnyo so mu kitundu kyaffe kino
eky'omusanvutukyeyongerayo
nga tulaba engeri katonda gy'asooka okukolamu ennyimba
gy'asooka
okukolamu ennyimba ze mu ggulu n'azimikisingamu
ebivuga
n'azisindika ku nsi ziyimbibwe nga bwaziyimbye
sung the way he has sung them
obanga za kutendereza
whether they are of praise
obanga za kusinza
whether of worship
obanga za band
whether they are of band
owa gospel
band gospel
obanga za maroboza ga gospel
whether they are of hymn in the gospel
obanga biyiye
whether they are melodies
owa ezo
whether those
ez'omukwano
omutukuvu
mpozi mwe mulina ezo ezibuulira
n'endala
nyingi
yesu
yeebazibwe
nnyonaye
nga twategedde ddala
nti
katonda ayagala tuzikole nga bw'azikola mu
ggulso
mu kutandika twagala tusooke tuddeyoko mu matayo katono
ne
luka essuula ey'ekumi n'emu olunyiriri olw'okubiri katusome tuwulire
Luke sura ya 11 n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri
Luke chapter 11 verses 2
Nabagamba nti bwe musabanga mugambe nga nti kitaffe ali mu ggulu erinnya lyo litukuzibwe obwakabaka bwo bujje by'oyagala bikolebwe mu nsi nga bwe bikolebwa mu ggulu
And he said unto them when you pray say our father who is in heaven hallowed be your name your kingdom come your will be done as in heaven so on earth
yes yebazi we
praise Jesus much
esale yo
that prayer
kitufu etukiridde etukira mukumara kwa okugwayo bulungi
indeed it get to be fulfilled when it's completed well in our seasons
yes yebazi we
praise Jesus much
wetusabira ati ebikolebwa mugu
where we pray that what is done in heaven be done on earth
ukajomero kando
in this aspect
ngatula batengeri katunda jasoko kunyima mwenyima mugu
as we see the way God fashions songs in heaven
nazimikisinga mu ebivuga ngabo abiyagala
mixing them instruments as he wants
nasindika kunsi
and send them on this world
zibwenga bwayagala
mukuru be sung the way he wills in heaven
yes yebazi we
praise Jesus much
wanda kagwe bivuga ebyo mukuru ebyennanga za katonda gyeziri
the book is of in heavens the harps of God they are there
neza katonda bweziri mugu
just as those of God they are
era nga bwetwalako mu kubikulu esuli okutaana
and as we saw in Revelation 5
n'olunyolwomunaana
and the verse 8
agamba bwati
and he says this
okubikulirwa esuli y'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana
Revelation chapter 5 the verse 8
bwe yatoola ekitabo ebiramu ebina n'abakadde 24 ne bavunnama mu maaso g'omwana gw'endiga buli muntu ng'alina ennanga n'ebibya ebya zaabu ebijjudde obubaane kwe kusaba kw'abatukuvu
and when he had taken the scroll the four living creatures and the four and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb having every one of them harps and golden bowls full of incense which are the prayers of the holy ones. Praise Jesus much. Now, Lord Jesus, when he got out this book, the Bible of Heaven, the word of God, anytime it comes back in the people, the praise, seek, and the worship, where there is fragments of gold, they come back. That's why you see the Lamb of God, where go to the scroll of the living God, where there are holy scriptures, the scriptures of truth in heaven. The four living creatures, 24 elders, the angels, each one brought out the harp created in them, the instruments created in them, those God created in them. For yesterday we ended up with heart. According to Ezekiel 28, verse 11 to 12, up to 14, even cherubims in heaven, he created in them instruments. Created.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
So there are instruments of God. Anytime the word of God resumes to appear in the world, the praise of God, the worship of God, is the spirit and truth. The instruments played there are of God. It comes back. Because we've gotten light of the word of God, which enlightens us the way they will be done. That's why in Revelation chapter 14 and the verse 12, he moves to say like this. Revelation chapter 14, verses
12.
Here is the patience of the holy ones. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Verse 13. Revelation chapter 14, verses 2. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Yes, he had a voice as of many waters. As he went to listen here very well, and harpers of different harps. Have you ever had waters flow and they boiling up? It's running very swiftly. Out of it came the name called Nile. It's the way it boils, running quick. It runs, but as well, there are different voices they release. Different voices. You hear different voices. As he had well, and these are halves. Yeah. Out of them they release different soundings. As you hear waters far off, and they release different voicings, and you first fear, but as you draw close, those voices are nice.
Who
has ever reached where waters boil and run away? It's not just running. It has a way. The voices they make there. You know, running and then roaring is different. It's roaring. Their voices they release as it moves on. That's what they call roaring voices.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. So the instruments of God, they are there. And as it moves, speak of them, Revelation chapter 18, verse 22. And he says like this. Revelation chapter 18, verse 22.
Naba fuwe mirere, naba fuwa makonde. Teriu uliwa nate mugwe. Newankubadde omugezi w'emirimu gyonna gyonna talikiraba nate mugwe. Newankubadde eddoboozi ly'olubengo teririwulirwa nate mugwe.
And the voice of the harpers and musicians and the flutists and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in you, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he may be shall be raised Jesus much. Things are going to be very hard.
Any music.
There is no music there. Except wailings and crying. Gnashing of teeth. And the things like those. There are those who are going to head on the way of hell according to their actions, those of evils they have come moving by. Praise Jesus much.
So
we, God has come showing us that he chose King David. He had a heart just like his, that he can do his will just as it was in heaven. And we saw he came doing it together with King Solomon. Just as we had quoted him in the Acts 13, verses 22, and he speaks of him like this.
Acts
13:22.
Acts chapter 13, verse
22.
Bwe yamujja oyo n'abayimiririza Dawudi okuba kabaka waabwe, gwe yawaako obujulizi ng'ategeeza nti, ndabye Dawudi, omwana wa Yese, omuntu alinga omutima gwange bwe gwagala, anaakolanga bye njagala byonna.
And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who shall fulfill all my will.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
That when was the throne King Saul, he brought the King David, and he had a heart just like his, to be able to do the will of God. So we told you that these two prophets, the other is the King David and King Solomon, they were able to do the will of God concerning the Son of God
and
the instruments of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
that way
it gives
us a good example. We all does not need us to go past to heaven.
So know
how things happen there. But God sent us an example to look at. Passing through these two prophets of his, King David and the King Saul.
Solomon.
But because these things, they had already gotten out of the system. And we have faults in there.
So we
faults. And he sent us to revival in there.
But
because many of them, their foundations have ceased to be, he sent us to restore them. We restore them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
that is one of what was taken
in the Bible.
Moved to the Bible. Not to give me new things. No. Was to bring back truth that God spoke in his
prophets.
Who were there from the beginning. That's why the heavenly journey moved in the Bible. The moving life of the Bible. The scriptures, when they speak, where is it? What does it mean? That you hear most we speak of. That the 7-year heavenly biblical journey
is
the spiritual transport. Whether it's the vision, the dreams, the trance,
azotas,
urim,
samim,
famim.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It was to go see things God spoke in his prophets were there from the beginning. How were they? How are they meant to be? How will they be forever?
They
be restored the way they will be. Have you understood me well?
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus. So in 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 4 to 6, King David, this is the way he did in both eras.
Ebyomirembe ekyokubiri esuula y'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Second Chronicles chapter 7 from verse 4.
Awo kabaka n'abantu bonna ne bawirayo ssaddaaka maaso ga Mukama.
Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord.
Olunyolokutaano.
Verse 5.
Kabaka Sulemaani n'awaayo ssaddaaka ey'ente 12,200 n'endiga kasiriivu 12,000. Awo kabaka n'abantu bonna ne bawonga ennyumba ya Katonda.
And the king Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God.
Olunyolomukaaga.
Verse 6.
Bakabona ne bayimiriranga emirimu gyabwe bwe gyali, era n'abaleevi nga balina ebintu ebivuga ebya Mukama. Dawudi kabaka bye yakola okwebaza Mukama, kubanga okusaasira kwe kubeerera emirembe gyonna. Ti Dawudi bwe yatenderezanga olw'okuweereza kwabwe, bakabona ne bafuuwa amakondeere mu maaso gaabwe, Isirayiri yenna ne bayimirira.
And the priests stood at their posts, the Levites also with instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endures forever. Whenever David offered praise by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets opposite them, and all Israel stood.
Yes, you have
to praise Jesus much. That's how the king did the instruments of God. And he prayed praise. Yes, those instruments moved on when he sings the songs of God. Even though blew the trumpets, they were right on the sides. We have a session we shall begin on tomorrow. Yes. The preparation of songs of God, together with the instruments and the dancings which follow them, that we shall start on it tomorrow. Musicians, how are they ordered? The preparation of the musicians, the instruments, and the dances.
Oh,
my God. Have you seen how I've moved ahead of you? I have stolen for you the exams of tomorrow.
Amen.
Kingdom we do not steal. That's a wrong one in the kingdom. I've hinted for you. I've not stolen for you. Stealing is bad. Those words have all darkness in them.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus
Christ.
So, tomorrow we shall see that. But right now we still analyze. Concerning the songs of God and the instruments which follow them.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus
Christ.
Okay, David, that's how he did. According to 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verses 4 to 6. And he made the instruments of God. And he played upon them praise. Even those who blew the trumpets were right there. All them, we have to restore them, all orders, when we shall start tomorrow to sing. The preparation of musicians. The arrangements. How we arrange musicians. The instruments. Even the dances. In the songs of praise. Those of worship. In the band gospel. Those of the hymns, the songs of love, even those which instruct coming from God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
So there are arrangements, you don't just come like that.
Have
arrangements how do musicians appear. Because now those who play the flutes, the trumpets, are they still there? Even some don't know how they blow a trumpet. In the business of praise, you can play which is off. You can blow a trumpet and it is off key of the instruments.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. When it is off, not following the musicians, still have many things to learn. We still remain with how many days?
6 weeks.
Today we finish a week. Tomorrow we start another week.
Sure.
We shall live here a day. Yes. And the work we can start on it.
Most we
handled on them. But restoring those who worship in the spirit and truth. We had not got enough time for them.
That is 6 weeks.
But at least these 2 weeks. Sure. As we shall live here. And we have somewhere we've reached. Now thus King David, the second Chronicles, chapter 7 verse 4 to 6, he made those instruments, he played praise on them, the worship of God, even King Solomon, he too made the same thing. But him he reached the
man,
even those which have never been heard on the world yet they are in heaven.
Now,
exceeded his father, he moved far. And he brought up those King Davids.
Not
revealed him because he had much work to do.
But
David had many wars to fight. Many wars to fight.
Took
him to fight wars. Do the will of God in the music. Now King Solomon, as he came Israel, the entire people
rest.
All the wars had ceased to be. Have you understood? And he revealed him more. Let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 9 verse 10 to 11. We see how he says. Second Chronicles chapter
9
verse 10. And the servants also of Huram and the servants of Solomon who brought gold from Ophir brought algam wood and precious stones. Verse
11.
And the king made the algam wood steps to the house of the Lord and to the king's palace. And harps and lyres for the singers, and there were none such seen before in the land of Judah. Yes.
He
made other instruments. And those he saw in the era of King David, and there were few. You know, out in the world, there are people who argue against the praise of God on the instruments. Have you ever met them? Yes. Let me see, you've met such people. People like those who are mad, who became spiritually mad. And they hold on a verse, but in Amos. Amos chapter 6 verse 5. And they say what?
Amos
chapter
6
in the verse 5. That chant to the sound of the harp. And invent for yourselves instruments of music like David's. Yes. They say that because church got corrupted, people are on songs jumping on dance is not right. And they invent for themselves instruments like of David's. Not exactly of David, but like of. Now they fail to understand like. And they say as David. And they say that King David, he invented his own instruments. You understood me well. King David never invented his own
instruments.
The will of God and you move to understand
that.
If you find people like those who sorted in minds.
Don't waste
time to listen to them.
That's
why the reason you read it to understand. And when you go back, you begin to analyze everything. Whether they are just as we've started there. Because you will meet people like those. Now let me tell you, even though church has perverted in the praise and worship of God, in the songs of God, in the instruments of God, praising God and the worship of God, it is forever. The physical instruments of God are forever. Church to perfect does not take away we have to praise, worship God, but God has to restore us in His songs, in the musical instruments of God.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. You know the Catholics. I wonder those who teach them the things they sing.
But
they pray the praise. They worship. They sing hymn songs. They sing those voices of heaven or what? Those brethren of the Catholics, they are brethren to us, but just because they are on a wrong line, sure. Even the brethren, the Protestants. Now then, they refuse to worship God in the spirit and truth. Even the little of the spirit, they fail on it.
You know,
Bible says in John 14 verse 26 that the spirit will teach you all and remind you. But you come on a paper, every day your heads cannot get that thing. Praise. You are looking at them quick after you read them. Don't have a spirit who can write those songs in you. Every time you need an instructor, an instructor like that. Instruction. We praise him like that. Like that. Instruct. You see, they are not spirit and truth.
Something
they cannot get in the heads all days. They have to open the song of 125 in the upper book. Song 125. Even brethren, the orthodox. Your brethren don't abuse you. Their line is another. It's not that of God. Now their brethren is the Adventists. They make well their voices, but singing songs of God, it failed on them. How? Singing scriptures and they are not in the spirit and truth. And they sing them in the flesh. Because they contended against the Savior. Called them in the rest, took them in the, from the fathers, they remained in it. The Lord of the fathers came on the world. He called them the rest of the spirits, they remained in that of the bodies. I don't know who they worship. The others rebelled against him. Now they remain the things in the flesh. When they refuse to enter the rest of their spirits, he calls us in Matthew 11, verse 28 to 40. And they remained in the rest of their bodies. And they didn't even rest in it. I wonder what they are doing then. Still they walk around and they go to their synagogues. Let's leave them to that. But those are brethren. Now the Muslims, the rest, the others, their line too is there. We call them to come to salvation. Now the true salvation has risen again.
Those who have fallen into confusion in there. But come back.
Brother born again out there, it's time to totally get saved.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
So about Uganda.
So brethren,
that's
the King Solomon.
Verses 8.
I gathered for myself also silver and gold, and the special treasures of kings and of the provinces. I got men singers and women singers, the delights of the sons of men, the musical instruments of all sorts. Yes.
The
gold musical instruments of all sorts. You know. Musicians. You have to get musicians there, and they are men with women. To bring out voices God created in nature. God revealed it, we shall see in arrangement of musicians. Yes. We shall see it.
That's
arrange our brethren's musicians, the musical instruments, and the dancings which follow them. Most dancings, they are in the creations. Because I told you this time, mostly used the dancing of trees in praise and worship of God. The trees are like that. Order like that. They all go the same side. And this side. In the front. Now we have to follow that of the birds. Yes. They move in courses. Others go in this course like that. Others this one.
When
in the middle they go backwards. And they pull ahead. Even the others pull. Right there we shall let a job. We ask the ground, it will explain to us. The fish, they will teach us. Most in the creations they are there. What is they are clapping their hands? Clapping. They clap their hands, no one can do it better than them. Little claps, louder claps. Them in the time of worship, those near the water bodies, and the waters are clapping. They clap right at the shores when the waves come. Like that. And comes once and they clap, louder clap.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
They
are those of the angels of the wings. And they are of the wings. Now we shall ask you that you dance, it falls in which kind? Which creation is that which does like you?
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus. So we have things to see ahead. There are many of them.
But
the musical instruments of God, they appeared in the world through those two prophets.
Where
there's the King David and the King Solomon. As the book be explained in the First Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 41 to 43. And he says like this. First Chronicles chapter 16 from verse 41.
Era wamunabo Kemani ne Yedusini nabalala abalondebwa abayatulwa amanyagawe okwebaza mukama kubanga okusasira kwe
And with them, Heman and Jeduthun, and the rest that were chosen, who were designated by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endures forever. Verse
42.
And with them, Heman and Jeduthun, with trumpets and cymbals, for those that should sound aloud, and with musical instruments of God. And the sons of Jeduthun were gatekeepers. Verse
43.
And all the people departed every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house. Yes.
He
had musical instruments of God. Others, they don't know how they are called in Luganda. But we shall list one by one name of these instruments. And we shall not name in Luganda. And turn them in the side of Luganda language that we use most in Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It's the language in the central where all tribes in Uganda gather from.
But
what we most want to tell you, they are musical instruments of God. Those which differ from that of the world.
Because
perhaps the keyboards we use, they are the same. But the way they are played, it has to differ.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They have to differ. For if priests do, they sing. They sing and they praise God. Out of them come musical instruments. That's why it is us to make drums in them. We make drums and other instruments in different type of priests. For their instruments that we beat them.
Instead
of out with big drums, different types, as we play them, they make noises and voices. But we shall see how they
worship
in the worship. Someone said, how, what are you speaking, Apostle?
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. That First Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 31.
Verse 34,
he says this. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 31. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Verse 32. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice and all that is therein. Yes. The sea roars. It roars. God is appointed roars. As it's worship here. And it roars like that. Yes. If you hear claps, clappings. The choir is that sing of let the sea roar with its fullness. And all the nations, even those who dwell on them, let the waters clap. I don't know whether they will sing that song today. Prophet Deborah Shinwan knows that with her choir. She will tell us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You're
going to sing that song. Thank you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The waters clap. Clap your hands. Have you seen the hand claps of the waters?
Okay.
Now you clap your hands, take it for granted. You are like that. Like that. As if you got sick of jiggers within those palms.
Okay.
Let's read the verse 43.
Ebyo mirembe kisoka esule yekomira mukaga no runyiriri olwasa tomwesatu.
First Chronicles chapter 16 verse 33.
Emitie jo mukibira negiryo kagiyimba olwesanyo mu maso ga mukama kubanga jo kusalira ensi emisango.
Then shall the trees of the wood sink out at the presence of the Lord because he comes to judge the earth.
Ne ani ari ari ngende ko mukibira.
Who has ever entered the forest?
Ekibira yina kitoka ngacho kiri kuyimba.
It reaches a point and it's sinking. And the voices coming out. Voices coming out of them. Like that.
You
know me, I grew up in the Mavira forest.
And
Jija Road. I know that very well. Right at Jija Road. And the trees are singing. Like that. They sing. As they worship like that, worshiping again, worshiping.
Are
you refusing that you know worship? You leave the worship.
God
thousands of angels and the creations, they worship and praise him. But still if you refuse to worship him, he will pay you also as your works are. Hell you will experience how it's burning and how it torments. And you begin to sing for him there, he will not hear you. But to sing in pain,
you
know how it's impossible.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus much.
So nga tukomekereza bikwatagana n'ebivuga bino.
So as we end concerning these instruments,
nyimba z'obwakatonda,
the songs of God,
n'ebivuga ebibwakatonda,
the instruments of God,
n'amazina nga tugendo byale,
and the dancings as we to arrange them ahead.
Kusinira byo mirembe kisoka sulene yekomenesa.
According to First Chronicles chapter 13, verse 6, to enter verse 8,
agamba bwati,
he says like this.
Ebyo mirembe kisoka esule y'13 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
First Chronicles chapter 14 from verse 6.
Dawudi n'ayambuka ne Isirayiri yenna ebbaala yekiri ya Suyayimu ekya Yuda okukimayo essanduuko ya Katonda. Mukama atula ku bakerubi ayitibwa erinnya lye nnyini.
And David went up and all Israel to Bala, that is to Kiriath-Jearim, which belonged to Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God, the Lord, who dwells between the cherubim, whose name is proclaimed there. Verse
7.
And they carried the ark of God in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ohio drove the carts. Verses 8.
Dawudi na Isirayiri yenna ne bazanyira maso ga Katonda n'amaanyi gaabwe gonna nga bayimba era nga bakuba ennanga n'entongoli n'ebitaasa n'ebisaala n'amakondeere.
And David and all Israel prayed before God with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with lyres, and with tabulins, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. Yes.
Not
the ark of covenant of God in time come back on the earth. When we speak of the ark of the covenant, it was the scroll of the Lord, which is known as the Holy Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Any
time it comes back in the world, the word of God, singing the songs of God, it comes back. The all musical instruments of God, and those songs, they are there to lead that word.
Since
God has brought back his word, singing too hard to rise up immediately. And they move each lead the other. You know people, where there is music, they quickly come together there. Since the music and the disco is in them, before the word of God sits in them. Yes. Before the word of God speaks to them, the disco music is in their mind. Even if a young child, you find them shaking, playing, they don't hear what we preach. They don't mind. They hear a disco jamming. They feel the heart is moving upon the jam.
Kati umuntu ayanguirwa nnyo kulira ebivuga.
Human being
singa ekigambo kya Katonda.
It is to kati here to music that the word of God. Now we have to catch them by the musical instruments. They would have come to hear songs.
N'ebivuga ebiriko.
And the instruments of God.
We saw ne ekigambo nga nayo
tukukwatira. We pass the word just as you two have held you here. We told you come, we are going to sing for you.
Let we yimbe.
Yet still we sing. Now this nation, we are going to open it up like that to the worldwide call. We are going to open them up with different music. You see them running quick to come. Is it not that? And we sing upon them. For here he says, when he brought out the ark, King David called Israel, they played before the God. They sang, and they played the house, they played the flutes, and other instruments with the trumpets, and they danced as they played with all their might. If you have arrangement in the midst of dancing, we have playing in the dancing. Yes, a part of playing, it is involved in the dancing. Besides that, we dance, but it's the point we play. God has boasted children play for Him in the midst of worshiping, praising Him. Or they sing the band gospel. All those of the hymns. Those of the holy love, even those which instruct. Yes.
It's
the point you reach here, we have to play for Him. We play. And we have to see that playing. Those who play, those we see and look at these small chords and the colors, they play.
Wow, wow, wow.
It can lift up like that. And they play for the Lord. You live like a cow. You live like a cow. You're walking like a duck like that. Have you seen a cow living like that? You walk like a duck like that. You're living like a cow. Duck. We have to play. That point we shall train it. That's the listener. Usually play in the midst of praise.
He said,
brother, you play for the Lord. A holy love play. How have you been playing in that
point?
You play for the Lord. And you play your all of that. Front with your face like that. Those who play in that mode.
Abantu abazanya babera bamanyi.
They are mighty.
Ngati basubira oba agenda
kwa. Did you see where they won't fall? Know how we played. God is telling us what to see the play mode.
So muzanyo.
Not game, but play. The games. You know, it's not right as if you're joking. But to really play, as children play. For we used to chase each other. And you go play. You play for the Lord. Anyway, high five them like that. Play for the Lord. Have you understood? And you play again. And you go random like that. Random dancing like that.
team don't
block it. One who plays for us, that
team
don't block the light of the word of God. Fire of the word of God.
Yes, you
praise Jesus
first.
You tell you to play, you don't do that.
Oh, yeah,
you feel like just shaking it like that. Praise to the Lord.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus first. So we still need to sing. Voices have to be out loud. We are going to look to all balls. Then we should take off machines instruments. We hear those who sing with your voice audible. Some of you are out there. Don't even think of the voice come from you.
Or even
my goodness. We praise the Lord. Those company voices, not others. As long as the choir is there. My God. We have come to praise the Lord. Think of the voice release. Who hears you as an individual? As an individual, but you don't think the choir is there leading us. Others are just there.
So, compare them.
Ask your brother which voice do you hear? They sing for you, you hear the voice from them.
Now,
don't you see whether you love that voice?
If
you don't love it, then you know God has never. You sing for them. Any song you see, you start from there.
Have
they loved it, the Lord? How has the voice been
there?
Let us
sing.
Let me send the microphone to each of you.
We will.
Always as we praise God, as we worship Him out in the congregation. Don't even mind. They have sung which voice?
Those
who say the one who is my neighbor has sung well, you raise up a hand.
Master,
give us. Anyone you want, give them a microphone. Random. Hey.
Okay.
You sing in a song. Now we have understood.
Agano era tuliba mpenda wenda ga akola.
Wakatonda
nesi ya fe era tuligwanga dode.
Congregation is there. They have to give microphones, they give it to the people.
In the ministry of praise, you hold it.
You know you have always tried to betray the Lord in that. We shall hear voices which have gotten old, which have gotten totally old, those youthful, those youth, those younger, and their praise will be nice. They're going to give Pastor Mutekanga. He's going to sing for us. Unless you're out there. Okay. Anointing is there. Any song? You wait. They give you another microphone. You first test it. You first speak on it with you. You must sing.
Yes.
You must sing and confirm it is working.
But you are on the receiver.
They are far from the receiver.
Okay,
let's forgive you. You first think and we confirm.
So for you, Memu Gavem Zinaro, Gava Gavanem Zinaro. Yes, you have a swing.
Praise Jesus much.
So, Tubat, we know we in Mukama.
So, we have to sing for God.
We
have to sing for him as we dance, as we
play
in might. You
may
be sure might, but let me praise. If you see someone, they are youthful, not old, but even the old one is better to praise than them. You wasn't this one. If they get sick of cancer of the bones, for when they will be
healing
you ask God to heal them, that you praise him, you no more stop praising him. You know, cancer of the bones is painful. But they've given you bones healthy. You shake them. Are we together? You will need to shake him to move the waist. And he ordered them well. Don't know how bones grow in the womb. He ordered them and you can shake yourself flex level. Means he ordered them and they can.
Yes.
You can be flexible. And you can, if you had made you straight, you have to kneel, you cannot.
Because
you decreed you do the things, your ability was put there.
Okay,
but these songs, so we think them, and they are out loud. The voices have to be raised, lifted up well. Yes. Let's repeat the Second Chronicles, chapter 15, verse 16. Even though they're raising up loud, they have to be sweet. Second Chronicles chapter 15 verse 16.
Era ne maka nyina Asa kabaka namugoba mubanda masuka
kisoka
ebyo mirembe kisoka esura eye 15 n'olunyiriri ole 16.
First Chronicles chapter 15 verse 16.
Dawudi nagamba abalevi aba ti Dawudi n'agamba abalevi abakulu okulonda baganda baabwe abayimbi nga balina ebivuga, entongoli, n'ennanga, n'ebitaasa, nga babikuba era nga bayimusa eddoboozi n'essanyu.
And David spoke to the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers with instruments of music, lyres and harps, cymbals, sounding by lifting up the voice with joy. Yes. Now, as instruments are there,
our
brothers, musicians, those who lead us here, and they have gifts of singing, like we have
singing
gifts like name of praise and worship of God.
Give
it a truth that every creation has it. Now those brothers musicians who lead us lifting up their voices, we too have to live for their leaders in the office of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. To lift in voice, they have to be lifted out loud. And they are sweet.
I think I'd like to descend.
Yeah, they are filled with joy. Have you understood well? Not just to make noise.
Now,
where a problem has been, these brethren's musicians, they appear to be few than us. And if we lift voice all of us, they will connect with the instruments.
But
you in the congregation do not want to sing. Your mouth, you have mercy upon them. Yet it's so awesome that you praise
God
hunger more than God. Are you
young
like that? And
you open your mouth,
who's ever yawned before? You yawn slowly?
Huh?
Man, what happens in the yawning moment?
I showed you
to your neighbor, but you don't know whether the expression is comfortable from the mouth. You want to know how you have to
sing.
You target time of yawning. It show you that mouth, the limit of how it can open up. And you see when you come here, like that.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus, Pastor Shalom.
But in a corner,
how they usually do? They worship more of hunger. It's not speaking. You first test it. Don't give it when you have not tested it. But here are they on? They are not network. Okay, fine.
You get a good result.
Just speak there. You speak. Maybe when they are going to sing and they are hungry, whether they think of money or food, we do not know. They speak so much after. When they are not singing, they speak out loud. When they reach a singing, there is a very big problem at that point. Okay, we shall see. But we
are
going to begin part of the congregation. You leave Pastor Shalom to sit. With the Prophet Deborah. And their group. That's God has put them there. It tells me that if they force you much, you don't want to sing. You are mean
with
when you tell them you first yawn. You see, if you're singing, you do like that.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Now, brethren, so we have to sing songs,
the voice,
and it's out loud. But in its loudness, it has to be filled with joy and sweetness.
Yes,
raise Jesus much. Always when you see when you sing for God. Trying to see you think of the voice you release. You don't just speak and sing. God wants to hear you as an individual.
Yes,
praise Jesus
mind.
So as we conclude, in the Isaiah chapter 33, verse 16, Isaiah 22 verse 16,
what?
He says like this.
Isaiah
chapter 22 verse
16. Ngoba jire ntana waku, tingoba jire ntana wakulu, newe, nga yete mera enyumba, muruazi.
What have you here, and whom have you here, that you
say,
Isaiah 22, verse 16.
Isaiah suri yabili mwesatu, lolo jiriri olukumi na mukaga.
Isaiah 23, verse 16.
Dine nanga, otambule tambule mchivuga, kwa mwezi eira bilwa, kukaburonji melodi.
Take a harp, go about the city, you harlots, that you be forgotten, and we virgins, not go to other gods. But when
we
began to last over this world, as James 4 verse 4 says, and we became adulteresses who went to commit adultery with this world, and we became enemies towards God. When we changed the gospel turn to desires of the world and things like
that,
he said, if we want him to remember us, let's bring our instruments. We sing hymns songs with melody. Sweet voices. And
we
sing to him many songs. He is ready to give them to us. He said he is ready to remember us. He remembers the church. He sent his spirit to come down.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. For the word is already there. We will not yet sung with one who's
not.
If you speak of the word of God, we are with the full knowledge now.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus
much.
So we shall start from there the other time.
But
your souls must be filled with joy.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much.
They
are sweet melodies, sweet voice.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. We shall start from there tomorrow. As we see the arrangements of musicians, the songs, the instruments, the dancings, the playing before the living God. The means that we praise, we worship, as we sing with God. Different songs. May God bless you. Let's welcome the choir. Take us forward with the praise and the worship and the many other songs.